So it's time to catch up with another great Australian author to talk about his new book. It's called Canticle Creek, and I'm speaking to Adrian Hyland this morning. Adrian, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Adrian, first of all, I'll tell you, Sue has read the book, our receptionist, as she does, and she really enjoys it. She hasn't quite got to the end yet, so she doesn't know how it turns out, but so far she says she's absolutely loving it. Her first question for you is Canticle Creek a real place?
Oh, no, but it's based on hundreds of other small towns in Victoria, or in Australia. I've lived most of my life in small town Australia, born in the Western District of Victoria and spent 10 years living in Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory. So I suppose you'd say it's and I live in a small town now on the edge of the state forest up in the King Lake Ranges. So it's sort of an amalgam of all the sort of things you encounter in those small towns.
Adrian, it's a murder mystery, and is it a story that you've been working on for some time?
I'm a very slow, methodical writer, alas. So yes, I have been working on it for a few years now, but I've written two novels set in the Northern Territory, and I've written one non-fiction book about the Black Saturday bushfires in Melbourne.
Right.
So this one, I suppose I've been working on this one over the last 4 or 5 years. I'm a very slow, methodical type of writer. Every sentence is polished to the best that I can do it.
When it comes to your characters, Sue just was discussing with me the fact that your protagonist is a female. It's interesting that being a male writer, how did you find writing from the female perspective?
I suppose when you're writing crime, it's best to I find you writing as an outsider is one of the important things when looking at small towns, and I found the main character's name is Jessie Redpath. She's an outback policewoman. And she comes down to Victoria, and I suppose being a woman is part of it,
yep.
But being a non-local is part of it as well. As an outsider, you tend to see things that our locals may not see.
Is it possible that somebody, it's an outsider when they're investigating something, it's important because there's no bias towards any, you know, traditions or any locals for that matter?
Yeah, absolutely, that's right. Another interesting thing about Jessie is that she has spent the last few years working as a police officer in small outback towns in central Australia, where I lived for years, working with Aboriginal people, alongside Aboriginal people, and she's, as did I for many years, and she's sort of learned to see the country in some of the ways that they do, and particularly I find in some of the, you know, when she's doing some tracking or looking at the way the countryside works in relationship to fire and water and those things, they're all affected by that experience of hers.
Do you find once you've finished with a character that you'd like to go back to them, or once you're done with characters in a book like this, you're like, no, that's it, I'm moving on, I'm going to play with somebody different?
Oh, no, I want to write a series with Jessie. If you're working with a sort of that continuity, particularly in the structure of a crime of the crime genre, where you've got certain rules you're sort of meant to follow, it still gives you a lot of freedom to be as creative and colourful and explorative in your language and in your exploration of those communities. It gives you all the freedom that you might want. So yes, I do want to continue. It saves a lot of time in establishing background and tone as well.
You don't have to go and create a whole heap of different characters. Probably a few, I'm sure, but certainly your main ones. You're with them, you know them very well because, well, you're their god, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I love Jessie. She's one of my favourite characters I've ever sort of written about, really. Like, she's, you know, she's fast, she's funny, she's got a dangerous roundhouse kick and an even more dangerous mouth.
Goodness.
One of the early reviews I said she's a bit like a Crocodile Dundee for our times, which amused me.
Well, that certainly sounds like a very interesting character, and we look forward to hearing more about her adventures. I'll tell you officially, you got the two thumbs up from our receptionist, Sue. She really enjoyed Canticle Creek, and I'm sure everybody else around the Upper Hunter listening would enjoy having a read of it as well. Adrian Hyland, congratulations on the book, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for your time, Andrew.